Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Pod Trash. I am Corey Castle. Along with me is, right straight ahead of me, is Matthew Flowers, Temple graduate, award-winning journalist. And to the left of me is my hetero life mate, Rick Feinberg. This is the second episode of podcast, probably the last one. Actually, we're just going to end on that one. Good job, guys. Good show, everybody. Good show. All right.
See you next week.
All right. Condolences.
Condolence high five. Yeah, well, just let it fades out on its own. Okay, then I guess
Stop to take a drink for a second.
Okay. You're the host. You don't get the drink.
Anyway, Matthew Flowers, an exciting week, huh?
Yeah, I don't have a mic in front of me.
I can't read. Can't read.
What was that? What did you say?
I said you had a pretty exciting week, huh?
Jinx?
Huh?
Yeah, it was really good. What do you want to talk about first? What do you mean by that?
I'm just saying this is my way of kind of easing you into being comfortable in recording. And just saying things like, hello, how are you?
Look, great. I'm an award-winning journalist, man. I don't need to be fucking... Don't lube me up or anything. Just stick it in. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
No foreplay required.
I don't need any lube. All right?
All right, so last week...
If it's hard, I can handle it.
Last week on Pod Trash, I believe I said that Men in Black 3 was starring one of the Brolin brothers, and I said it wasn't Josh. But I found out that it was Josh Brolin, so I just want to right now say I'm sorry for fucking that up.
I appreciate you... And correcting yourself.
And before the podcast, we talked about how last week we talked too much about wrestling and blah, blah, blah. And none of us watched wrestling this week, so fuck Raw. We're not even talking about that.
Literally none of us watched Raw.
Nope, didn't watch. Matt, why did you not watch Raw?
I'm just not interested in it right now. You know, basically, you know,
and
after
that's
wrestling.
That's my answer. I'm not interested. Next question.
That's how excited I am to talk about it. I mean, you know, after WrestleMania... There hasn't been The Rock, and you know now Brock Lesnar's quit, so he's not even on TV. And it's like, I don't want to fucking watch Lord Tensai in the main event. That's what their main event is Lord Tensai, you know, formerly known as Albert A-Train, Matt Bloom, whatever. And it's just fucking, I'm just not interested. And I know Paul Heyman just came back and everything, but, you know, it's just the same thing he did last week.
Rick, why have you not been watching it, sir?
I just fell asleep. And I was editing and doing other things, and I just decided, hey, I'll watch it tomorrow. But now it's tomorrow, and I just didn't watch it. My roommate was watching How I Met Your Mother, so I didn't get to watch it when I got home from work.
Okay. Cool.
How about you?
I kind of watched it. I didn't watch it all the way. I was over at my neighbor's house, and the way he watches Raw is he lets like a half hour go by. So then he can like just hit fast forward through all the shit he doesn't feel like watching.
Yeah, I do that.
So he starts it out and he will fast forward the whole beginning part and all the commercials. And when the person comes out and talks, he sits there and watches all that. And then he fast forwards through the whole entire matches. So he doesn't watch any of the wrestling, just the talking parts.
I can see why he does that, because a lot of the wrestling on Raw and SmackDown is just freaking boring. Like, they save everything for the pay-per-views.
Right.
For the most part. I mean, there are, you know, you get some good matches on Raw. I knew not too long ago, CM Punk had a great match with Mark Henry.
Yeah.
Or not. Mark Henry is weird. But that was a great match. And then, you know, but I mean, most of the time you get, like, the Primos versus, you know, some whatever jobber team, like the Usos. It's like nobody wants to friggin' see that even on a pay-per-view. Or, you know, anything like that. You get, like, Randy Orton teaming with, you know, Umaga back from the dead for some reason. That happened once.
Yeah, I know. The one thing I did watch from last night was Big Show had to apologize to John Laurinaitis about making fun of his voice. Yeah. If that's your best storyline right now, is having somebody apologize for making fun of somebody's shitty voice. It's sad.
Yeah, they did a thing where he had to like go down on his knees and beg for his job, and he was crying and stuff. And I was like, how the hell are they going to like buy this guy as a giant and a tough guy from now on? He's crying about making fun of somebody's voice, and the guy's like threatening to fire him. But actually, that got him over like more as a heel than I think anything else has so far.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I that's
what we get out of talking about Monday Night Wrestling on a Tuesday. That's all we got. What else you got on your little sheet there?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I have to go off on a rant for a little while here, if that's okay.
Oh, please
do. Yeah, there's a all right, let me preface this whole thing by saying that since I quit smoking, I am a fat pig. And I really, really hate myself right now. I have to get that out of the way. I'm not fishing for compliments, and I'm not saying this to be like, oh, you're so pretty.
Everybody loves you.
I'm not looking for that. But the thing about me gaining, like, I gained a lot of weight. A lot of people say, like, oh, you can't really notice, yada, yada, and that's very nice of them. But at the same time, it's not nice because that's like, wow, I always look like a fat pig. Thanks a lot. But no.
I just farted laughing at you.
No, but seriously.
That laugh took a lot of gas out of me. Sorry.
But, So since I gained so much weight, I was fat before, but then I gained weight. So now I went up a pant size, and apparently I went up to the pant size that they don't sell in regular stores anymore.
I'm on the same fucking page as you are.
Are you really?
Because I'm trying to look for a suit for like job interviews and I have a wedding coming up. I need to have a suit. I can't
turn. It's Rick's turn. Shut up.
I'm agreeing with him, dude. You don't get to fucking talk, dude. You're like 130 pounds of bullshit. Okay? You fucking sit this one out and let the men talk, all right? I am like 300 pounds.
Are you
and
really?
And that's legit, yes.
You don't look it.
I'm 300 pounds. I can't fucking buy pants at like Target. You know, they got the fucking skinny jeans.
He holds all the weight in his cankles.
That's true, too, Jesus dude. Christ. My cankle weight has come back. Well, I'm doing more cardio now, so that should go away. But I agree. I know you just got a new pair of shorts. You got them at Walmart.
Yeah, well, I'm getting to that. Hang on a second.
Sorry.
I got it.
Sorry.
All right. Well,
jumping ahead the curve.
Get to the rant. Get to the rant.
I'm trying. So yesterday, I decided that I'm going to go out and buy. I did some research, and I'm looking for like a big and tall store. You know, like one of those places. Oh, Big
and
Tall.
Have you looked
like
at the prices?
Yeah, dude,
for Big and Tall?
I'm fucking getting there. Well, will I'm you fuck upset. Off? Jesus Christ.
What?
I believe what? I started this sentence. I started this entire conversation
with,
when
we had this fucking meeting, you didn't say anything about Big and Tall.
No, but I wrote
you
it down.
You didn't say Matt.
Don't
talk about
it.
No, I didn't fucking see it.
Well, I wrote it the fuck down.
Go ahead.
They have horrible prices.
Had you been paying attention and not looking at stupid bullshit,
dude,
on the computer.
Look.
Go with your rant, please, Rick.
Rich.
Listen.
No, that's my shit, all right?
I'm stealing it.
Stop it. Stop it.
All right. Listen, hang on.
Stop it.
Are you stopping it?
Stop.
All right.
Don't laugh.
All right, this is ridiculous. Let me
grab my belly.
All right, this is horrible radio. All right, listen.
Good.
So, all right. So yesterday, I decided to look for this Big and Tall store, and there turns out that there's only one in this area, and it's right up the street from me. It's right up by the Best Buy on Oxford Valley. Is that Oxford Valley Road right up here?
Yeah.
Where that Best Buy and that Child's Shopping Center thing is. Mm-hmm. So I go up there. First of all, it's called Destination XL. And the name alone makes me just want to go into like a fucking knife plunge or like a wrist slitting spree. You can't have something, because like any big and tall store is someone's rock bottom.
Yeah.
Right? Like you can't just go into a store and just be like, oh, I just shop for fat guy clothes now. But you have to have the name extra large? In the title of why not call it Fatty Tubo before it came through the kitchen door? I just stuttered.
Why don't you call it fucking go to speech school?
You dick.
Now listen, I know exactly what you're going through, man. I'm just trying to fucking.
Let him rant. All right. And shut
go
them
on.
Up.
Go
fatty,
on your
fatty
rant.
Fatty 2x4
talk.
Can't fit through the kitchen door is what I was trying to say, and I stuttered over it. Thank you very much for pointing that out to me. I wasn't in too much of a fucking I'm going to kill myself mode. Thank you for pointing out that I can't talk on top of it.
Ass. Drunk on rage. Continue.
So I go into by the way, Destination XL is no one's destination.
It's
extra large is not a fucking destination. It's a place that we're stuck at that we can't lose weight because nobody has fucking...
If the destination is rock bottom, you have found your place.
Oh, yeah, dude. And that was another thing about all the fucking skinny bitches that work there. What the fuck is that about? They put skinny people behind the counter, and it's like, yeah, thanks. Do you understand that you work at my rock bottom?
I just want to say, like, I went in there looking for clothes one day, and I was intimidated because there was a fucking giant working there.
There was a giant.
Not fat, but tall. Tall. And I'm like, yeah. Well, people love you. If you're tall, you get fucking respect. But if you're fat, like people are like, go fuck yourself.
People, dude, people are look at fat people like they're disgusting. But tall people, it's like, yeah, pretty much. It's fucked up. But another thing, the one girl that worked there was such a Jew, and I don't have anything against Jews, but it's the type of Jew
you're
that
just
she
such
was.
Such a Jew that I have things against
I
you
do.
Now.
I have things against. I'm racist towards that type of Jew, the one that's so over the top Jewish. You know what I'm talking? like she was like, "Oh, if you need to get something, I'll go out and get a ladder and I'll get it down for you." What don't you? You can't. You know, she's going
Welcome
on.
Welcome to destination.
I swear to God, if she had like a giant gold chain with one of those giant gold Star of David's, like around like Flavor Flav's clock, but it's the Star of David. She couldn't be more Jewish.
She, like,
if you had that.
Barbara Streisand and Meet
oh
the Fockers.
Oh my God, it was terrible. You know, she reminded me. She reminded me of Judd Hirsch in Independence Day, when he's like, "What?
I didn't.
Oh no, you'll be dead right now if it wasn't for my David."
I only know him from Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't like Independence Day.
Judd Hirsch.
That's the father asshole.
Yeah.
With the cigar.
Well, the movie sucked anyway. So just listen.
What? No. This is not Checkmate. That guy. You know what I'm talking about? You saw Independence Day.
No, listen. Can I just add something real quick?
Go ahead.
Because I know you're going to get to it. I don't know if you're going to get to it, actually. The prices.
Yes, the prices. That's what was my next thing. All right, well. Go ahead.
Finish your story.
That was
it. I'll wait for my turn.
They have horrible prices. All right. Well, the
no,
because
I'm
terrible.
I feel just as passionate.
No, because I'm already fat, but I don't need to wear designer names. Like, I don't need to, like, Polo and Ralph Lauren and all this other shit. I don't need that. $100 for a pair of jeans, $130. Like, dude, that's insane. And then, like, $50 for a pair of like, Montego Bay shorts or whatever the hell they were called.
It's ridiculous. You might as well just start buying all this fucking big man catalog.
I'm just
going to
buy
that's
fabric.
What's down to.
I'm just going to buy fabric and wrap myself up like a kimono.
You just get like muumuus and,
just
shit,
yeah.
And cut them into what shorts would look like.
I'm just going to get bed sheets and just fucking wrap myself in them like a toga. But
but yes.
So anyway, yeah,
continue.
That was pretty much it. That was my whole thing. I got interrupted so many goddamn times. I don't even remember if I finished everything I got out because I got so many people just shoving their stories in my face like cocks into my eyeballs.
So many people laying down their 2 cents. I don't know how many cents are here. I've lost count.
I completely lost it.
But
yeah, the Jew bothered me and the prices bothered me. You
Jew
can't
prices.
Climb up the ladder yourself.
I had something else I was going to say with the Jew prices, but Matt keeps sticking his hand in my face and I completely forgot what it was. Did you have another point that you wanted to make with the fat clothes?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a point about the suits.
Yeah.
All right. Do you find it hard finding suits at your size?
I actually have a suit that's in my size, and I've had that suit forever.
Okay.
It just happens to be in my closet, so I haven't had to go out and buy a suit.
I went to Men's Warehouse like 2 days ago, and the only suits that I could buy, I can't buy pants in regular clothing. Like, he wanted me to get like a size like 48 waist for some fucking reason. I'm not a size 48, but whatever. And the suit that he wanted me to get was like $540 for a suit.
Fuck that.
And
fuck
it's just
that.
A suit.
You
it's
don't
not
need
the
it.
Shirt and tie and everything.
Yeah, it's just
I
like
need
the
to get
pants
a fucking
and the
suit.
Right?
I don't know where to get one because I can't. I went to Boscov's Macy's. I can't find a suit. That I fucking went to Macy's and the guy's like, "Oh, we don't have your size here."
Yeah.
He fucking told me. He's like, lose weight.
Basically,
or die.
Yeah, that's what
basically.
They're looking at you in the face. It's like,
but
yeah,
that's what I wanted to say.
Easy fix. You're fat. Lose weight. You know.
I hate it.
But it might also have to do with the fact that you're like 6'5". That might have something to do with it also.
But
the fact that you're tall as shit, that might be hard to find pants.
It's true, too, but it sucks, man. And the big and tall is the only way I can turn. I know the suit's going to be like $1,000 or something. You know what I mean?
You know
it's
what
like,
might be a fun game for you when you go into a store where you like can't find clothes to fit you? Just act really foreign and ignorant. Whatever it is, be like, "No, I want the pants that fit." And just be like as asshole, like whatever ethnicity you can do the best accent in, do that one and insist that you get pants that fit you. And act like you don't understand when they tell you you can't have what you want. Just be persistent. Come on, let's hear it right now.
I'll try it.
Do it right now.
I can't do any kind of voices.
You don't have to do a voice. Just be an asshole.
Just be an asshole.
Yeah, just be
I can
like,
do that.
Hey, I said that I want pants that fit.
Speaking of fats,
I wanted to say something real quick.
Okay.
All right. Now, last week, I want to thank you guys for helping me get through my graduation. You know, you guys helped me with a couple projects, and it really meant a lot to me. So, in return, I just want to give both of you hugs. All right. Now, listen. I want to hug him first. I want you to commentate. Okay. So so they can picture the passion that I feel.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Go to speech class. What's wrong with you?
No, that's my joke. That's my joke.
In return.
I said return.
No, you said matern.
In return. Well, fuck you guys. I'm not hugging either one of you. They don't get to see. They can't envision. The viewers can't envision what you're going to go through. So
just draw some pictures and put them on the internet.
All right. Well, fuck you guys. Here. Do you want the mic? What mic do you want?
Speaking of fats.
Speaking of fats, yes. You said something about don't worry about it.
Oh, we don't need it.
We can get it at the end of the show. The end of the show will be that'll be our new game.
But no, speaking of fats, my mother went on a date with a fatty last night.
Okay.
Like my mom's like 55 years old.
Right.
And she's a lesbian, and it's hard to find. What's going on?
That was me.
There's a niche, like a small niche of 55-year-old lesbian single women. So
is there a 55-year-old lesbian chat room?
Should be like a group.
There's a 55-year-old lesbian Facebook.
So my mom went out to Chickie and Pete's with this monstrosity, and she was telling me about how annoying she was. I didn't really hear much details of it, and I didn't really ask, but apparently she didn't really enjoy it. And she was annoying and kind of white trash from what my mom told me.
How did you meet her?
Facebook, I imagine, or some other dating site. I don't know, some lonely 55-year-old lesbian chat room on Facebook.
Let's play a game right now. If you ran a 55-year-old or lesbian chat room, what would you call it? Like, you know, they have Match.com and plenty. What would that title be called?
Grayrugs.com.
I don't have one. Christ. It's not too late.com.
How's that niche for lesbians though?
I don't know.
That just seems like a elderly
last
thing.
Resort. This is what you left your husbands for.com.
But
I don't know.
What was the next thing that you wanted
to get into? Matt said something about body odor and how he sweats a lot. He sweats a lot through your shirts.
I do, but the only reason I brought that up is because I noticed that James also sweats a lot.
Yeah, dude, he'll sweat through a suit of armor.
You know, people automatically think that because you sweat, you probably smell bad. But no, it's just like sweat. Like, I put deodorant on, and I still sweat, and it gets through shirts, and it just, I have to go throw my shirts again because they all got BO on them.
The 2 seconds before you saw me today, I put the shirt on, and you can see right now.
Right, it's like a fucking swamp thing.
But
over here,
I put it on. That was maybe 25 minutes ago, so like 2 seconds before I saw you is when I put the shirt on. And
yeah.
I'm freezing cold, and my
I don't know what it is, but I don't want people to think that I just fucking smell like, oh, he's sweaty guy. No, I fucking sweat. I have deodorant. It's not like I smell. I have deodorant on. It smells good. It's called Champion Right Guard. But I have
anything else would be uncivilized.
I'm pissed because I have to buy new shirts now, man.
Understandable. I feel the same. I constantly just get like 3 packs and 5 packs of shirts because my stuff, like if I wear it enough times, like throughout the course of, you know, months that I'll be wearing something, it's not that I stink, but I'll get so much sweat on it that you can start, if you get your face in it, you can smell it.
Oh.
And it's not like I can smell it if I'm wearing it. But if I get close enough to it, I just don't want to have it on me. So I just...
It smells horrible. It smells like Auschwitz. 1940. It smells so bad.
Like a bunch of burning Jews. This is anti-Semitic. The whole
this is
anti-Semitic
a very, very
episode.
Bad podcast where we're just bashing Jews.
See, well, speaking of that, I mean...
Speaking of bashing Jews?
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike Jewish people.
No,
at all.
Hold on. Let me come back and just... Let me say...
Jewish,
me? No. Okay. No, I'm not Jewish.
I thought you were Jewish.
I am not Jewish, sir.
Well, maybe we shouldn't be talking about... The only reason I said something bad about Jews, I thought you were Jewish.
No.
And now I'm racist.
Well, no, dude, you heard me going off about the Jew, a destination Jew. It's a new name of it, Destination Fat Jew. But no, it's the only reason I was talking about her is because she was so Jewish. It'd be like if there was a fat black woman with like a bandana and an apron and a broomstick is going, oh, Lordy, oh, get this cat out of my store, oh, Lordy. Then I would be like, that's fucking offensive to me, even, and I'm not even black. You know what I'm saying? Or if there was a white guy with a computer and a tie and his tie tucked into his shirt pocket and just going, oh, dear, you know, like typing it. Like
I don't think that's against white people.
That's hardcore.
It's against nerds.
Well, dude, that's a nerdy, that's the stereotypical white guy.
That's preposterous.
I'm telling you.
But I feel like the same way. I mean, I don't dislike.
Dude, I bought these big pants at Walmart, and now they're too fucking big. They're one size up from what
fucking
I usually
gain
wear.
Weight, skinny.
I know, what's wrong with
you? Why don't you wear a belt?
Well, I just bought these today, and I didn't realize that I need a belt until I just kind of stood up a little bit, and they slid down.
We're all going to be doing the podcast.
We're just on our knees.
On this level.
Jesus.
It seems like that I find out someone's Jewish after I already don't like them. It's like, if I see this person, I'm like, jeez, I just don't like this fucking guy for some reason.
Fucking Jew.
And then it'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, I went to temple, and I'm like, well, the college? No, the synagogue. And I'm like, oh, you're Jewish. That's why I don't like you.
Okay, now see, that's fucking racist. See, I was just pointing out a specific type of Jewish person.
I was
hating all Jews.
Well, I was just kind of being facetious on that level.
I don't think you were.
I was joking around.
It's like, oh, you're Jewish. I knew I hated you for a reason.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted you to put you on a train and set you on fire. And
or like, hey, what's your name? Oh, my name's Roth. Like, their last name is Roth or Hornberger or whatever.
Roth?
Hornberger?
I don't know. Hornberger's like
German, dude. Yeah. Rothstein.
Here's my friend, Hebe Kikeberger. Anyway.
Right.
You said something about it. You wanted to talk about a 400-pound fat guy? Speaking of fat guys and Jews.
Yeah, well, he could have been Jewish, but I don't know. I was on the border with my
at the restaurant.
What did you want to say?
The on the border, or the restaurant on the border, not.
Or you were at Borders,
the
bookstore.
Border. Borders doesn't even exist anymore,
doesn't it? I don't know. I don't read
it's
books.
Fucking Barnes and Nobles,
dude. It's all fucking Kindle and Amazon.com. You don't fucking go to.
It's Kindle and Amazon.com.
This podcast is sponsored by.
It's iPads and Kindle and Amazon.com and iPhones and Apple and Macintosh, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing either. Okay. But it seemed like you were kind of going into that. Sorry, fat guy, continue.
So,
this is a horrible
I guess for kids, they have like this guy there who makes balloon animals and like balloon hats and shit like that.
Yeah.
Only problem is the dude doesn't look like a kid-friendly balloon animal maker. He looks like a John Wayne Gacy, you know, the serial killer.
I was going to say he only looks unkid friendly because he's a fat guy. Isn't Santa Claus a fat
guy?
No,
well, yeah, well, the Santa Claus wore fucking rainbow polo shirts and big pants with spandex and a fucking American flag hat that lights up because this guy was. And you're not even listening to me, pussy. You're on your cell phone. Whatever. So back to my point.
Handsome Dan.
He's got his hands in his. I would not let this guy near my kids, especially when I'm trying to eat.
Was he dressed like a clown? Like he had the makeup and the nose?
No, he didn't have a clown, but he had kind of like clown clothes. Like I said,
That's
he had
weird.
Like a rainbow, and he had a hat with an American flag that like lit up stars.
Was he American?
He was tan. Like he was very tan.
Was he tan like Indian, or
no,
was he tan
no,
just
he
like
was
a tan,
tan just like dark, like a
okay.
Jew or something?
Like a Jew.
He could have been Jewish.
Those tan Jews, so famous for being tan.
He was something or other.
I think.
You know?
I think
he wasn't normal.
When you retell this story to someone else, when you start it, you say this guy was making things, like he was making balloon animals for the kids, and then you talk about how he was creepy, instead of coming right out and saying he's creepy, and then saying he's making balloon animals for children. Just for later.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Stephen King. I didn't know. I didn't know how to tell a story
for your speech class later.
I don't have to take speech class. You do.
Hey, Fatty, fatty 2x4 came.
Can we come with better transitions and said, so, Matt, you wanted to talk about.
I have no transition, sir.
Well.
That's what we were saying. We were just saying, we went, it came for a full circle. We were talking about fat clothes, and you can't buy suits, and then you sweat through your suits, through your shirts, and everything like that. And then there's a 400-pound fat guy that is really creepy, selling balloon animals.
You know,
transitions all over the place, sir.
This weekend was Mother's Day. What did you guys do for Mother's Day?
Got fat and made balloon animals for kids.
With your mom. Was she clapping in the back?
Go, Richard, go!
Clapping her hands.
No, I went down to, I went over to my sister's place. We just ate and drank. My family just sits around and drinks for any holiday.
Well, it's funny because.
And by the way, when I got back from Destination XL, I ate the rest of the cake that we had for Mother's Day. I was just so mad that I was fat that I wanted to punish myself for being more fat.
Heavy
so
rage.
Literally, I ate half a cake and I wanted to die. But that's it.
Well, how about you? What'd you do for Mother's Day, Matt?
I didn't do anything. I yelled at my mom a little bit. No, I didn't do anything. I fucking slept because the night before, people threw me a surprise graduation party. Now, that's a transition, motherfucker.
Okay, great. Remember that. Well, fuck yourself. That's a transition.
Boom! Nailed it! Boom!
I didn't.
Fuck yourself! That's a transition!
Fuck yourself!
I didn't do anything on Mother's Day. That's what I kind of feel bad now. Looking back at it.
Well, it was weird going. I felt really bad about when I. It's weird because I was at the surprise graduation party for you, and it's weird because your cousin, I kind of grew up as almost like entwined in your family. Like your brother and your cousins and everybody's always been like close with me. I've been to all the Christmas parties and parties like that. But I know like your aunt Claire, right? is that her name, Claire?
Oh, dude, Aunt Claire's the one who.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
but her daughter, okay, yeah, her yeah, daughter yeah, was yeah, there, yeah. And I wanted to go up to her, and I wanted to be like, Happy Mother's Day, because she has two kids, and I want to say Happy Mother's Day, but I feel like that would kind of be a reminder of, hey, your mom's a fuck up.
Probably,
but,
probably.
So I didn't say anything to her. I wanted to be like, Happy Mother's Day, your first Mother's Day with two daughters, yay! But I want to be like, your first Mother's Day with your mom being in jail because she killed some lady. Woo!
Pretty much. I didn't say anything to her. So I texted her Happy Mother's Day like the day after, but
yeah, I didn't. I felt so weird. I thought it would have been nice to say something to her, but I felt so awkward and weird. But the party when you what was the setup for the party? What got your girlfriend to bring you there. What did you think you were walking into?
I guess they had this planned for like a couple months or like at least a month because we had seen a play with her family.
Yeah, please right. Speak into
the microphone. We went to a murder mystery dinner, all right? Because her uncle's friend is in the play troops. You know, he goes and does plays with his troupe.
That's what a play troupe is.
Yeah.
No. We're all learning stuff here on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're all smart asses here. So can I tell my story?
Pod trash, a place for learning.
So I was made to believe that we're going to go see a play. So I was like, all right, whatever, I'll go see a play. You know, I didn't think anything of it because we fucking do that shit. So I didn't have a reason to believe not to. So the whole day, basically, I thought I was going to go see a play, and it turned out it was a surprise party.
Wee.
You're what are you? What is
I'm
so
listening.
Important?
I'm listening, motherfucker. Look at me. I'm listening.
I'm listening. Go ahead. I just know I have to respond to this text message. But go ahead. Keep talking.
You don't have to respond to that right now. We're in the middle of something important.
I love when you point out shit that the audience can't see.
I'm wearing a green shirt. Matt's wearing a hoodie.
Well, you asked me a question.
Rich is naked.
And then I answered it.
No. It's cool.
Go
so
ahead.
You thought you were going to see a play.
We'll have a conversation. Yeah, that was basically it. It was really nice. It was really nice.
The funny thing was, like, I was kind of at a table all the way on the other side, and, like, no one had told us you were coming in. And then you came in, and I just kind of heard, like, a smattering of, oh, hey, surprise! And then everyone else went, whoa, surprise! And everyone stood up, and I was like, oh,
yeah, because
here,
you know why? Is because fucking Margo was calling my mom, and my mom didn't answer her fucking phone to tell her we're coming. The purpose of a fucking cell phone is that you're supposed to answer that shit. You know what I mean? Like, for emergencies.
Let's all just shit on your mom. God damn it, I hate when she does
well,
nice
what
things.
What the fuck, man?
Ugh.
Answer your goddamn phone. What if I had a heart attack or some shit?
But I know.
Don't start telling the story when you don't have a microphone in front of your face. Go ahead.
I know that she was, like, really busy that day. She was running around like crazy before you ever got there. She was like, where do these chips go? Where does that go? Like, so I understand her not picking up her phone. Go ahead and rant about your mother and talk.
Oh, wait, but that's the whole point of the surprise, is to let them know when I'm coming in and then fucking...
So she
so
ruined
you can
the
say surprise. So basically, yes.
She ruined the surprise.
No, but not really, because I was legitimately surprised.
Yeah, but...
But there was no surprise.
Right, right, right. I have a story about... my one and only surprise party being ruined.
Let me tell you about him real quick.
Oh, okay.
The surprise, and then I will get into that because I was at that party too.
Yes,
when you came in for that. But when he walked in, he was like, everybody he walked up to, he was like, did you know about this? And like, obviously, it's a fucking surprise party they knew about.
did you know about this?
Oh, you bastard, you knew about this. And then he walked up to me and he's like, you talked to me. You were texting me today. You talked to me yesterday. We saw each other yesterday. Why didn't you tell me about this? I'm like, that's the point. You don't tell somebody about it. So he was like going around asking everybody why they didn't tell him. Like, what if somebody came up to you and they were like, hey, you know that they're throwing you a surprise party tomorrow, huh? You'd hate me for it. Because I knew when I was a child, I was supposed to have a surprise party for me when I was like 10. And my sister ruined it for me the day before, and I fucking hated it.
I can't keep secrets, so I'd be that person to tell you, hey, Rich, they're throwing a surprise party for you. It would slip somehow. So that's why I was like, oh, you guys fucking kept it a secret. Good job.
Right. Okay, your surprise party.
We're actually running out of time. Do you want to hit the
no,
the
tell
new game?
Tell your story, and then...
Me. Then we'll do fuck the game. All right, we'll do...
No, we'll do the game after you tell your story.
So we're... I was like 27, 28, something like that. I've never had a surprise party before in my. Thank you for checking your goddamn text messages while I was telling my story, dick. But anyway, you just bitched at Corey for like 2 hours.
What? You checked your cell phone too, man. So it's like, you know.
I checked my cell phone during my own story.
All right.
Story.
Okay. So I never had a surprise party before, and Heather, my fiance, decides that she's going to throw me one, and she leaves it up to my friend Sam to take me out and do something beforehand, so she decides to take me to the Renaissance Fair. So I'm at the Renaissance Fair in a pirate costume, and then she's like, hey, we're going to stop by our friend's house real quick right before we go home, because I guess we're going to go out to eat or something afterwards. Okay, hey, leave the costumes on, and we'll so she can... She wants to check out my costume, so she, okay, fine, I'll leave my pirate costume open. So I walk into surprise. Oh Jesus! There was no surprise. There was half of the word surprise, and the rest was laughter. So congratulations, you just set me up for a party where I'm embarrassed the entire time. So I had one surprise party in my entire life, and it was a disaster. Well, that was my story.
It was funny because, like. I knew that you were coming from the Renaissance Fair, but when you walked in, I was like, why is he still wearing the eye patch? Did he drive with the eye patch on? Like,
I was wearing the eye patch because I didn't know that there was a room full of my friends and family that was waiting for me.
And I was like,
it was just Karen's, you know, we were going to Karen's house. If it was just Karen, then nobody would have cared. Hey, cool, you're still in your costume. No big deal. If it was a room full of a bunch of, you know, 20-something people.
And then Richard's like, this is a real sword! And everyone laughed at
it. I think I won a sword or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. There was a whole different part of that story. I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know what the real sword thing
was. That
was
funny.
I don't remember it.
It seems like
all I remember is just being embarrassed.
It seemed like it's understandable that you'd be embarrassed because I would have been embarrassed.
It was really freaking terrible. It's like, really? You couldn't have been like, hey, let's go home and change so we can go out afterwards. You know? It's like, no, show up in your pirate costume to your birthday party because you're 5. But anyway, we had a game to go to. Last week, we said that we were going to do, we were all going to watch a certain movie, and we're going to come back and report it, but none of us watched any of the movies that we said that we were going to watch.
Matt was supposed to watch E.T. and Captain America.
Either way, you didn't watch either one of them.
Doesn't
matter. And I was supposed to watch either Commando or The Godfather. And then you were just Corey, you were supposed to watch.
I was
gonna
bring Commando over for you, but I forgot.
It's all right. It doesn't matter.
It's a good movie.
It's over.
We're never doing that again.
We're never doing it.
We're gonna watch that shit. Everyone's gonna still watch those movies.
Eventually. But it's not gonna be part
by
of any
Friday.
Contest.
By Friday.
What's Friday?
By Friday, it will be 1 week since we've recorded that podcast.
Okay. Well, it doesn't freaking matter.
So what are we doing this week?
This week, we decided that we were going to pick one movie each, and we were just going to do it. So it's going to be a movie that we know very well, and we are going to pick three trivia questions from that movie and see if we can answer them.
Okay.
This is your game. This is where you explain your game.
So explain. So I'll just answer your phone.
This is unprofessional.
Anyway, so the movie that Rick chose to play was Princess Bride
in the
okay, yeah. You're right.
I'm waiting for you.
Okay. In the wakes of last week when I didn't watch Princess Bride, he's now going to answer trivia questions about the Princess Bride because he knows it so well.
Correct.
And
so who's asking the questions?
Me and you will ask him the questions. You and him will ask me the questions. And me and him will ask you the questions. Do you understand?
Yes. I don't have it. Am I looking this up on Google?
Yeah, we're going to check out random facts.
Do we look right now while he's doing
get
this shit?
Yeah, he's going to take a sabbatical for a second. But look up some questions as he's out of the room. Let's also take time to talk about how I make fun of his voice. I'm making fun of his voice. And he might... He might fire me. But, yeah, so...
It took like 1 second.
Matthew Flowers claims that he knows everything there is to know about Halloween. So
that's true.
After we ask Rick some questions about The Princess Bride, we're going to ask Matt some questions about Halloween. And you can ask me about Bill and Ted.
It's only...
Yeah.
I have to search right now.
You know what?
Okay, Princess Bride. I'm gonna search.
You know let's open the next episode with this. If you don't want
to
do it right
now.
No.
I'm just saying we were supposed to go 30 minutes and now we're at 37.
Wow.
I mean, it's you know.
Give me 2 minutes on the clock.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Rich, Princess Bride.
Rick, but go ahead.
1 second.
We're so prepared for this. Oh, this is great radio. Ask me.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Dick.
Here we go. Question number one. I don't think that's a virus.
Oh.
I'm gonna click on that.
Wow.
1 second. All right. Here we go.
So, Princess Bride stars Cary Elwes and Andre the Giant. And
who?
The girl.
Okay. True or false? True or false?
True or false? Okay.
Director Rob Reiner would leave the set during Billy Crystal scenes because he would laugh so hard that he would feel nauseated.
I didn't even know Rob Reiner was. I'm going to say false.
True, because I just fucking read it right off.
What?
Fuck yourself. That's a segue right there.
All right.
It's a segue?
Transition.
Transition, dude. All right, that's all right. Okay. Question number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was Andre the Giant's character's name in the movie?
Fezzik.
Okay, true.
True.
So the way we're going to do it is we're going to ask three questions, and if you get two right, you get a bonus third question.
So but it's best two out of three.
Best two out of three, basically.
Okay, fine. Well, this is
going to be a hard question, though.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Come on, damn it. Just go.
What are the two rival kingdoms in the movie?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Do you have a multiple choice?
Gilder, I think, is one.
Yes, that's one.
Oh, I can't remember the kingdom that Buttercup's from. It's Gilder and... I don't remember. I don't remember the last one.
Mobile choice?
Yeah, okay. You have to make up two random... Go ahead. You have to make up two random kingdoms, but go ahead.
Flavel? Florence. Florence.
Uh-huh.
Flimsy or Florin?
I'm going to go with Florence.
Florin is correct, sir. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. I got, yeah, okay. So I won mine. I got two right.
Okay.
All right, so now we're doing, I believe, Corey, what was your movie?
Halloween we were doing.
Oh, we're doing Matt Flowers? All right. Here you go. Here you go. Somebody take this one.
All right, this should be fun. I know everything there is to know about the movie Halloween.
Do you want the original? You want the original, obviously. John Carpenter. John Carpenter. That doesn't sound like this.
That's exactly what it sounds like in my head, at least.
Okay, well, that's where it makes the most sense. I think you did.
You have a very pretty face.
I think you did a bang up job coming up with those questions. True or false? I just read this and it says this. You did a really bang up job. And that little laugh you were doing.
I love when you say bang up. You just said bang up twice in like a second.
Right.
You ready, sir? I got some questions for you.
I'm ready.
Some Halloween questions. Okay. Question number one. How old is Michael Myers when he murders his sister?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I want to say, can I have a multiple choice?
Can we have the mic so I can give him a multiple choice? It's still my question. All right. It's going to be 4, 5, or 6.
That's not a multiple choice. It's 4.
4, 5, 6, or 7 then.
I'm going to go with 6.
That is correct.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Halloween.
You are correct, sir.
Halloween, the original independent film Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
Starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a budget of $320,000, $325,000, or $400,000.
Well, I'm not answering this, but I know that they had a limit of $200,000, and then they had to pay Donald Pleasance extra money. So wait, what were the choices again?
$300, $325, or $400,000.
I want to say $325.
Wrong, wrong. $320. Rick,
wait. Where did you get that from, dude?
Wikipedia. What is he, stupid boy?
I think that's wrong. 200,000.
What is he, stupid?
Plus the 20.
You're just making shit up now.
By the way, it's 320. I'm going to look at it.
But whatever. All right. all right, so what else we got here? I have to come up with another goddamn question.
That was a bullshit question.
It was
so bad.
Right. What?
I just think you're
wrong.
Okay, here we go. Easy one. What is Jamie Lee Curtis's character's name?
Laurie Strode.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah.
Let me see that
ding,
Wikipedia.
Ding.
Actually.
Go ahead. Well, hurry up because we got to look up shit all right. Corey's movie. Which is what?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That's not really.
I have to pee really bad.
Well, the show was supposed to end fucking 15 minutes ago.
And I apologize to the no one who's listening to this podcast.
To the dozens!
No, not even.
Dozens!
No one's listening to this. Who cares?
I do.
No one's listening because it's too long. Okay. Well, I apologize for such a bullshit question that I asked because that one sucked.
I'll ask it. I don't care. Sure. You had to sit there and drink on mic. We have to fucking plan this out more.
Yeah, we need to. we need to shut up. That's a transition. You need to shut up.
Transitionals, shut up. You need to get out of my life and shut up.
Go eat a decoded piece of crap. You need to go to speech class. Don't touch me, man!
Stop screaming. Oh my god. There's no questions in here that are even like remotely.
What are the two named characters of the movie?
Well, you don't need one. That's a bullshit question and doesn't count.
Well, hurry the fuck up. Do we look for questions?
All right, yeah, go ahead. Looking for questions because it's there's everything on Wikipedia is like, hey, what was, you know, what was the band's name? You know, it's
yeah, that's
dumb.
Easy.
It's like,
yeah.
Hey, Napoleon went to what water slide? It's all dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was, where was the film shot?
San Dimas, California?
Nope. Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, it takes place.
Oh.
I don't know details about how
all
it was
right.
shot. Well, all right, whatever. I gave you a bullshit one about fucking
yeah, that's right.
So you get... All right, that's a give
right.
me anyway. Go ahead.
That's right. All
reparations.
All right, all right. I want you to name one song off the film soundtrack.
Do you want to play? By Extreme?
That's not the name of the song. The song's called Play With Me. You're done.
It's a song that was on the fucking thing.
All right, all right, all right.
I named even the band.
Can you fly, Bobby? All right, last question. Last question. Yeah. What year was the sequel released? Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. What year? What year? Terminator?
1991.
You're right. Ding, 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 Woo! Ding, ding.
I got two, right?
You got
I counted
one and a half.
The extreme one. Yeah, the Play With Me. It might have been called Play With Me. I said, do you want to play? It's the same fucking shit.
No.
On that shitty note,
next
all
question.
Of you know people who are listening to the show that's going way longer than it was supposed to.
No.
I was mentioning earlier that I was saying, Dotson said to me, oh, the show's too long. I don't listen for 15 minutes and then I stop listening. I'm like, you know what would help? You
podcast?
Listen for 15 minutes at a time and then just fucking turn it off. Listen to it for another 15 minutes at a
Let
time.
Let me ask you a question. What podcast is only 15 minutes long?
There's actually a 10 minute podcast that I've listened to. They only do 10 minutes. It's Will Sasso, the dude, the bearded dude who's like the boyfriend on that show Whitney, and the other dude from Mad TV. Whatever. That's only 10 minutes, but it sucks.
Will Sasso sucks.
You're right. That
this is fucking 50 minutes of Matt Flowers doing sound effects and coughing noises and hacks.
That wheezes. Like Zach Galifianakis on Dinner for Schmucks. Like I'm sorry. Go.
No, go ahead. Whatever. Dinner for Schmucks.
Oh, I just saw it today. That was the first.
Thank you very much.
I saw the movie today. It was pretty good. No, Matt Flowers is doing the gold dust hand gesture with the little air bite that he at the end. there was this rant that you went on, or you began to go on, and I said, save it for the podcast, about a movie you saw.
Oh, Christ.
And Matt wanted to hear about it.
Yeah, The Vow.
I don't care. I'm going to pull my phone out and start texting.
So, okay.
Tell me about
so
The Vow.
I saw I got dragged to see The Vow right after I got back from a wrestling show. And, hey, come over to the lesbian's house. We're going to watch The Vow. So that sounded like a good idea to me. So I picked up 2 6-packs and went over there and drank both 6-packs. And then we started to watch the movie. And even 2 6-packs in, it still was not a good movie. And it was just, let me tell you, it started the chick from The Notebook. And she was in, like, a bunch of other stuff. She was in, like, the Hot Chick and
yeah, she was the chick. Yeah, Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, yeah, from Red Eye. That girl, yeah. So she was
Wedding
in
Crashers.
It. If you don't know the plot of the movie, the girl is married to this guy. They get into a car accident. She loses her memory. And the guy is spending the entire movie trying to get her to remember him and make her fall in love with him again.
Basically, like The Notebook meets 50 First Dates.
I never saw The Notebook. But yeah, that's what I was saying during the movie. It's like 50 First Date, except it's one.
Right.
And it's like, really? You're going to take away 49 dates. That's all the comedy. But anyway, so I'm going to sit here and spoil the movie. I don't give a shit.
I'm not going to see it.
Yeah,
I don't
one,
care.
No one listening to this podcast is going to be like, oh, man, no, I can't watch The Vow.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. She doesn't get her fucking memory back. But through the entire movie, what happens? She's the entire movie, she's fighting to get her memory. She's fighting to not remember her new life. You know what I mean? She's trying to, like, the husband's all like, oh, you used to be an artist. Fucking take this scalpel and try to make something out of this statue thing. You know, this pound of clay here, mold this pound of clay into something. And she's like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't turn this music off. It's giving me a headache. Like, she's fighting what she's doing. And, like, her parents, she stopped talking to her parents for a long time, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh, but I remember talking to my parents, because that's the last thing I remember. So she goes back to talking to her parents, and, of course, the parents hate the husband, so they're like, no, don't listen to him. Come on, mom with us, honey, you know. And she dropped out of law school, so her parents are trying to get her back into law school, and she's doing all these things, and he's like, yo, you have all this shit over here that we started for like, 5 years that you're just completely ignoring. And she's like, no, fuck it. I'm going back with my old fiancé that I remember dating in high school, you know, all this other shit. And she's just, the entire movie, I'm just sitting here screaming at the fucking screen because she's such a bitch cunt whore.
Can I
the entire fucking thing, yeah.
At any point during the movie, did you tear up?
No.
Were you sad?
No one did.
She's getting back with Channing Tatum?
At the very, very end,
but
they decide
Joe.
To start dating again. That's the end of the movie.
For 50 First Dates. This is the prequel to 50 First Dates.
Yeah, pretty much. But she never gets her memory back. And she's just a whore through the whole fucking movie. She's like making out with her old boyfriend and all this other shit. And she just never gets her fucking memory back. And it's like, really? This movie was fucking pointless.
You know, that kind of reminds me of something. And it almost makes me, like, want to throw that in your face. Good job. You made me go to the movies once, and I didn't know what we were seeing. And you said, oh, this movie is called Rent. I didn't know what the fuck Rent was. I didn't know it was a musical about a bunch of people who, like, had AIDS and shit.
I didn't
shit.
Know you saw that with me. I apologize.
You made me go to see fucking Rent with you and all your girlfriends. No, you were like, oh, we're all going to the movies. It's going to be fun. And then you're like, come
it's fun to go to the movies. Even if it's a shitty movie, you get to make fun of the movie the entire time.
So we went and saw Rent, and none of your twat friends would let me make fun of it. They were like, shut up, come on, this is fucking good. And I was like, oh my God.
I was sitting there making fun of the movie the entire time. I was laughing at every time they said AIDS.
Yeah.
And I laughed my ass off.
And I was like, dude, they have these barrels that are on fire, and they're complaining about having no heat in their house, and they throw the fucking barrels of fire out the window.
And they're like, oh, we're not paying rent, blah, blah, blah. And then the landlord locks the fucking, the whatever, I guess it's an apartment building. He like, puts a big padlock on the door, and no one's allowed back in. Yeah, no shit, because you stopped paying fucking rent. And they're like,
what
oh,
an
we're
evil
supposed
landlord.
To, we're supposed to hate the landlord now because you have AIDS and can't pay rent? Like, really? But like, and then you're going to sing a song about how evil the landlord is? Everyone has AIDS.
AIDS, and the whites and the spades.
But yeah, seriously, that's the whole fucking movie of Rent is everyone has AIDS, everyone's gay, and no one pays rent.
And there's like that drag queen
and
person.
There's a drag queen that dies.
I saw the movie in the theaters with you, and I've never seen it again. Thank God. You know...
525,060 dead AIDS patients.
It's like we're like so many times that song like would pop into my head, but I only knew like the tone of it, and I didn't know what the numbers were or the things were like.
Yeah.
Bing bang bing bang bing oh babies. AIDS.
That's why I got
that when I saw Team America. I understood what the reference was.
Yeah.
Before I saw that, I would have if I had seen the movie, I'd be like, "Hey, that's funny. They're all singing about AIDS. I don't get it." But but Rent. If you haven't seen the movie Rent, go see it.
Please don't see Rent.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, you don't want to. You know, it's a good musical to see. Chicago. I like that movie with who's in that movie?
Harrison Ford.
No.
Richard Gere. I get them mixed up all the time.
Yeah. And Harrison Ford.
Queen Latifah's
in it. She's really good. I don't mind musicals. Just Rent sucked.
I didn't see that movie.
Chicago. It was good. You know what else was good? The producers. Gay, but good.
Well, the thing is.
It's a musical.
I saw that in the theaters with you also, producer.
The producers, that was good.
And I wasn't. That was, I didn't.
I
get,
enjoyed that.
I didn't get mad at you for bringing me to that. I got mad at you for bringing me to Rent, though.
I don't blame you.
But Chicago, I didn't. I don't see it. But at actually the other day at Matt's party, I got made fun of from girls that were at his party because I told them that I watched Glee and I enjoyed that show.
Yeah.
And
I've made fun of you for that.
But you sit here and you talk about the musicals that you like.
Oh, dude, I mean, I admit I'm a flaming homo for it.
It's the same shit.
I know.
Except, but it's like the same characters and they're like hot chicks.
Yeah, not really hot chicks.
I mean, dude, some of them are pretty hot.
Meh.
Like the...
fucking Renee Zellweger's hot and she's in prison, in a lady's prison.
She looks like an anteater.
Well, still,
she's not that hot.
Isn't it Catherine Zeta-Jones? I think she's in that movie.
I think Renee Zellweger was hot in Empire Records, and that was it.
Well, I liked her in Bridget Jones' Diary.
I think I used to just get her confused with Joey Lauren Adams all the time. I just thought her and Joey Lauren Adams were the same person. If ever I'd see
and Jennifer Tilly,
I'd be like, "Oh, that's that girl from Chasing Amy," and it's fucking not her. Yeah, that's bullshit.
No, whatever, dude. It's
whatever.
You know, I know
fuck you. You'll watch.
Whatever you watch it. Fuck you. But no, I understand you. You get made fun of for watching Glee. I really don't get made fun of for watching musicals though.
Yeah, how weird
I think
is that?
It's because people just expect me to be gay.
Yeah, bro. Well, your best friend is a girl.
Yeah,
you are. You know, I don't know. You get stuck in friend zone with girls.
You can't
constantly
judge me on just one dozen instances.
and
been gay. I mean, you're at a rest area. You hear, psst, what are you going to be rude?
Someone taps in your foot. You're like, this has got to be for something.
Yeah, I got to go over there and see what's going on.
I was sitting here,
on my foot.
I was sitting here thinking about what's my purpose in life, and then some guy starts tapping on my foot. I guess I answered my call from God.
You know what's weird? We've just been vamping for the last 15 minutes, and it's so much better than what we had written down.
Yeah.
So I think we should just throw the fucking rule book at the window.
I've been saying that the whole time.
Yeah? Okay. All right, let's
not
do
really.
That.
But yeah, seriously.
The things that you haven't been saying have been correct.
You just contradicted what you've been saying the entire time. What you just said was contradictory to what you've been saying the entire time. You're like, you have no transitions. You have no transitions. I'm a merger. I'm a graduate from Temple. I have a communications degree.
Yeah, but when we just free ball it, you don't need any of that.
Speaking of free balling, free balling's great when you go to Destination XL. There you go.
And you still haven't seen the movie Commando.
And there you go. It comes around full circle. That's in my transition.
I'm an award-winning journalist. Blah, 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 blah.
On that note, I think we got to get the hell out of here. You want to wrap it up, sir?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to podcast.
Not in that goddamn voice. Yeah,
we are now on iTunes, so you can subscribe to us on iTunes, and please listen, and if you have any feedback, please feel free to hit us up. I mean, I have a lot of saliva in my mouth right now. Let me take a breath.
Swallow, bitch. What do they look up when they go onto iTunes?
If you go into iTunes, you can look up Podtrash, you can look up Rick Feinberg, you can look up Matthew Flowers, you can look up Corey Castle.
Feinberg, by the way.
Yeah, spell it right. He's not actually a Jew because he hates him. If you've listened to this podcast, you can tell.
I don't hate Jews.
He doesn't like them very much.
And it's CK Corey Castle and MF for Matt Flowers.
So, yeah.
Motherfucker.
MF. CK. RF. But please subscribe to us, Matt Flowers. What's your closing comments?
That's it. I don't have any, man. Your love is like a lethal weapon. That's all I can say.
If your destination is Destination XL, make sure you bring a lot of money with you and try
follow
to stop
us on
being
Twitter
fat and
like
go
us on Facebook. We don't have MySpace. I don't think anybody does anymore.
I still have a MySpace. But let's not really get into the conversation of that. Follow us on anything you can. Corey Castle, CoryKastle. Twitter.
Keysmovies.com.
You can go to CoreyCastle.com. You can go to xhamster.com, as Rick just suggested. Suggestion? Go to speech class! Everybody go to speech class! And thank you for joining us. Roll that ending music and let's go. We'll catch you next time.
when you lose your love. And it makes your life turn cold when it tears you apart. Your heart and soul just can't go on. When love's alive, it sets you free. When it's gone, it's plain to see how even